We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and today we have some recipes that I think folks are going to be interested in. These are side dishes, right?
They are side dishes, and I'm really sort of into vegetables right now, or side dishes, and been looking forward to the farmer's market opening down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nora, where she lives in Florence, Alabama, it's open 3 days a week. Of course, it's a great big one, you know, because Florence has 92,000, well, the county maybe has 92,000 people, but it's a good sized town. But it's a fabulous farmer's market. But I just think ours here is good. I have this dear friend Thurman who comes on Saturday up here. So she goes by the farmer's market every Saturday morning when it's open. And I just say, bring me whatever looks good. And she has pretty good judgment, you know, about food.
And you know, anytime you start with garden fresh ingredients, you're doing better than average.
I know, it really is. Good friend brought me some leaf lettuce, and another one brought me some green onions, and I've been enjoying that already. But the first one is au gratin potatoes. Mama called them scallop potatoes.
Right.
And she thinks that au gratin, you know, is the nice cookbook term. You know, they're good. I got really good potatoes at the farmer's market last year after stuff started coming in. There was somebody that had potatoes. I got some of the little bitty ones, but there'd be some big ones in there, too. And, you know, this would be good made with those, too.
Isn't au gratin German for throw some cheese in there?
I think that is.
Okay.
Mama fixed it, and sometimes she put the cheese, and sometimes she didn't. But she used to fix them. We call them scalloped potatoes. Our family's German. I mean, Banlar. That's not German. Anyway, this, your ingredients is like 4 medium potatoes, 4 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of flour, 2 cups of milk, 2 teaspoons of salt, a teaspoon of pepper, and then 8 ounces of cheddar cheese grated. And she sometimes used cheddar, and I can remember, because one of the only cheeses we had when I was growing up was Velveeta, and I can remember her using that too, but I do like the stronger flavor, you know, of the cheddar cheese.
Yes.
And you butter up like a 2-quart casserole dish, and you peel and slice the potatoes into 1/4-inch thick circles. The recipe says cover them with cold water and set aside, but it seemed like I sort of remember her just slicing them into the dish. And you melt the butter in a saucepan, add the flour, and stir it until it's combined. And when the flour and butter are hot, gradually add the milk a little at a time, stirring well, and season salt and pepper. And that really makes, you know, a bechamel sauce. But she would just sometimes put the milk and butter and just sprinkle flour between the layers. Place half the potatoes in the casserole dish, add half the sauce and half the cheese, and make a second layer with the rest of it. And bake in a 350 degree oven for 45 minutes or until the potatoes are tender and the top is golden brown. And that's pretty tasty, I'll tell you.
And it's not very complex either.
No, and as I say, instead of making the sauce, a lot of the recipes call for the sauce, but you know how Mama's cooked. I can just remember her taking those and slicing half the potatoes into the buttered dish and then taking her hand and sprinkling a little flour on that layer and put some butter and put some milk and then put the second layer there and do the same thing. And it came out the same way. The way Mama's did it with a pinch of this and a handful of that.
Yeah, and everybody's pinch is a little bit different.
I know it is. You know, it's hard to say how much is a pinch of this or a pinch of that. I mean, I'm pretty bad about not measuring, you know, and kind of things that I cook reasonably often. I don't measure stuff, but I try when I give recipes on here because I realize that some of the people that are listening to me haven't been cooking for how many years, I'm afraid to say.
Just say a little while.
Yeah, I've been cooking for several years. Let's
there you go.
And another dish I like, and this, you can either make this with frozen corn or you can make it with fresh corn. It's corn pudding. I like that pretty well too. And the ingredients that is 4 eggs and a cup of cream, 1/4 cup sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1-pound bag of frozen corn, which I have made a lot with frozen corn when I didn't have fresh. But if you've got fresh, you can figure out how much about 1 pound of cutoff corn would be. And 4 tablespoons of butter. And you butter a 2-quart casserole dish again. And in a bowl, just beat your eggs, your cream, your sugar, and salt together and add your corn and stir to combine it. And you pour the corn mixture into the buttered dish. And then you slice the rest of the butter and arrange on top of the corn mixture. And bake in a 350 oven for 1 hour or until it's golden brown and the casserole sets, you know, kind of like a custard. That's pretty good.
It sounds good.
Half a casserole of that with a spoon.
Yeah.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, and I'm one of those people that like corn pudding. And there are two different mindsets on it. Some people don't like it because it's creamy or whatever, and other people love it, but I tend to like it myself.
That's the reason I like it, is because it is creamy.
But, you know, I've also had it where it's fairly stiff as well.
Yeah, more dry, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I cook corn. If I have fresh corn, well, I don't want to cook it to death. You know, I like to take it and cut it off and put some butter in a skillet and put that corn in there and stir it around and just, you know, just let it cook and settle a little. And I have done when I had some or happened to have it. Then just pour, you know, maybe a fourth of a cup of cream in the top of that. And that really gives you the same taste sort of as corn pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the eggs make the pudding set and make it more like a custard with the corn in it.
Right.
And some people put a can, they'll take that and put a can, like they've used a frozen, they put a can of creamed corn in it, you know.
Yeah.
You can buy a can of creamed corn. And I used to see in the grocery kind of a roll of creamed corn, but I've never bought that. I've never used it.
I've seen it. I've never used it as well, so.
You know, it looks like a sausage roll, only
right.
It says creamed corn. Probably is good. I bet we'd like it. What do you bet?
Probably so. To wrap things up today, you've got one of my fresh out of the garden favorites.
Oh, and I can't wait. As I say, Mama never fixed these. And you said your mother didn't either.
No, she didn't. My grandmother did. I developed a love of them at an early age, but Mom, for whatever reason, not a big fan of these.
You know, it's really funny how some things, I mean, my mother never made potato salad that I can remember. And, you know, a lot of people always made potato salad. I ate it at reunions and family dinners, but she never did make it. I can think of, she cooked a lot and was a good cook and tried a lot of different things. Just some things we didn't have much.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
It really is. This is one that I like and you do too, some fried green tomatoes. I didn't eat them until I was older and in a restaurant, I think, was the first time I ate them.
Okay.
And Don, my husband, grew tomatoes. Well, both husbands did. Raleigh did too, but he wasn't much on the fried green ones, and I really didn't fix them then. But Don, he grew a lot of tomatoes, and I remember him bringing, there was a recipe in the Courier Journal right after we married. They fried them in bacon grease. They fried bacon first, took it out, fried the tomatoes in the bacon grease, then took them out. And then shredded or crumbled that bacon on top of them.
Okay.
That wasn't bad either.
No. How can you go wrong with bacon?
That's what I always say. Bacon and butter make everything better.
Yes, it does.
Anyway, this recipe doesn't have the bacon on it, but this is really an easy one. And because we're getting ready for green tomato season, I hope they have some at the farmer's market there. And occasionally they have them in the grocery, you know, where they come in from somewhere, but they're not as good as the ones here.
No.
Your ingredients is a half a cup of white cornmeal, a teaspoon of salt, a half a teaspoon of pepper, four green tomatoes, and some oil for frying. And you heat a thin layer of oil in a skillet, and you combine the cornmeal, salt, and pepper in a bowl or container wide enough to lay a slice of tomato flat. And core and slice the tomatoes, and I like them. I don't want them real thin, but I don't want them terribly thick, but I like them probably a quarter of an inch, third of an inch thick, you know, slices.
Right.
And coat them in the cornmeal mixture and fry on both sides until golden brown and tender, and drain on a layer of paper towels. Pretty good. I'm ready.
Absolutely. And then you can mix up different sauces to go with them as well.
Right. If you want to, you know, different kind of a sauce, a chili sauce and mayo or a ranch dressing or
right.
Whatever turns you crank.
It's one of those things where you don't have to have the sauce, but the sauce definitely highlights it.
They really do. What is that? Come on, there's come on back sauce or something that I have a recipe for. I can't remember what it's kind of that I think it does with chili sauce and tomatoes. Chili, you know, tomato chili sauce.
Right.
And mayo and maybe some other spices in it, and it's really tasty.
Well, I can't wait till the green tomatoes get here and we can start frying those up.
I'll tell you as soon as I do it. And, you know, some people do them with flour, dip them in flour, and some people dip them in egg and milk and do that. There's all different ways of doing them. Panko breadcrumbs. I've eaten them in a restaurant that had a crispy, you know, those Japanese breadcrumbs on them.
Right.
You either like them or you don't, but I like that tangy taste of that tomato.
Absolutely.
Had some, I'd fix them for supper, but I don't have any.
Well, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Not going to be long, though.
Some very interesting recipes today. Some side dishes, au gratin potatoes, or scallop potatoes, depending on how you want to call them, corn pudding, and fried green tomatoes. Miss Sammy, thanks for sharing those with us. And folks, if you would like a copy of the recipes that we've discussed here today, all you have to do is send us an email, wxbc@bbtel.com. Make sure you put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line and tell us what recipe you're interested in, and we'll get those out to you. Or you can email Miss Sammy direct at sammyq@bbtel.com, and she'll get those out to you as well.
You know, like a plate with just those three things on it.
Okay, you talked me into it.
You wouldn't even have to have any meat with those fried green tomatoes and those au gratin potatoes.
You wouldn't have to, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out.
Well, a fried chicken leg wouldn't be bad with it, would it?
No, not at all. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Never trust a skinny cook.